almost a deafening silence that comes from a lot of the Native territories, not just Seneca territory, but a lot of the Native territories.
John Kane is host of the radio program Let's Talk Native and a commentator on Native American issues. He's a Mohawk but lives on the Seneca Nation territory. Kane is very skeptical of Governor Cuomo's Proposition 1 that would authorize Las Vegas-style casino gaming.
They're suggesting that somehow there's going to be money generated and come into an area. And I'm suggesting, since it's only people within a 50-mile radius of these gaming venues that play in these things, that it's really tantamount to a tax taking money out of the area.
The gaming proposal promises to create 2,600 new jobs, with a future pledge to lower taxes and provide more school aid. The State Division of Budget issued a report saying casino revenues could create an initial $430 million, but Kane doesn't buy it.
Somewhere between 40% and 45% of the profit to Albany. So you take someplace like Saratoga, that's money that's going to come out of Saratoga or out of the Monticello, Catskill area, and it's going to immediately 45% is going to go to Albany into the black hole of the state coffers, and that's just the tax part of it. Now you throw into the mix that you have a gaming operator that may or may not, and in all likelihood, will not be based in New York State.
Kane is not a fan of casino gaming, but does defend the right of the Native American communities that are part of the industry. Despite exclusivity zones in this proposition, Kane tells WBFO News state-run casinos could negatively impact the Senecas and other Native American casinos operating here in New York State. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.